Sorry, Dan Brown joins us. Dan, of course, one of the leading writers in the Bay Area for the San Jose Mercury News, has come out with a beautiful book. It's called The Big 50, everyone, and you've seen it here.
It's beautiful, yeah.
And Dan, it's great to have you here and talk right up into that microphone. Tell us about The Big 50, and I think it's been very well received in the Bay Area.
Yeah, Marty, thanks for having me on. I was a baseball fan starting in the 1970s, and back then there was none of this every other year stuff, right?
Yes.
The Giants won a division title in 1971, and then again in 1987. So whatever list you had brewing of the best 50 Giants men and moments didn't change a whole lot, right? It was going to be some variation of Mays and McCovey and Marichal, but those 1970s teams, they didn't really alter the landscape. And then somewhere right around, 2010,
yes.
That whole list got blown up, right? You've got this whole new wave of really memorable stars and Buster Posey and Madison Bumgarner and Tim Lincecum. You know, they changed the landscape. So that list is all new, and you've got, three new World Series to rank. You know, which one's best, 2010, 2012, or 2014?
Well, Chris Haft and I do the show, The Greatest Games in Giants History, and that's the franchise history, and believe me, Chris put the list together, and there's about 200 of them, and about 120 of them are from 2010 forward. So you're right about that. The book is The Big 50. And Pat, let me just ask, how did your list come together? How did you narrow it down? I'm having trouble narrowing mine down.
Yeah, right. Well, I made a kind of a preliminary list with the things that I thought really belonged there. And then I had an unofficial committee. So guys like Brian Murphy and Alex Pavlovic and Henry Schulman, and then just fans that I know, because they have a different voice and a different perspective than some of the writers. And, some of the early omissions that were corrected, my original list did not have the Joe Morgan home run game, right? Last game of 1982 season, he knocks the Dodgers out of the playoffs. Mm-hmm. In my mind, that had diminished in status because the Giants have so many more legitimate things. You know, Ishikawa's home run, genuine postseason thrills. So this regular season game where they didn't really win anything, to me, didn't merit it. And everybody said, no, it beat the Dodgers. It knocked out the Dodgers. Yeah. And there's that famous shot in that game of Lasorda just in pure anguish and despair. And I think that moment now ended up pretty high on that list.
Well, this book is so awesome, Dan, because it just facilitates the barstool arguments. And so when you got together with your unofficial committee, were there a couple of sarsaparillas being guzzled, and did they have any effect on the debate?
What is a sarsaparilla? Anyway?
Well, a sarsaparilla, maybe a...
What is it?
A can of pork chops. Well, it's a root, Marty. You know that. It's a root.
But do you drink it?
Yeah. You boil it down. You turn it into a soda. It's delicious.
All right.
It's big in Utah, but I need to know if that had any play with a good guy like Brian Murphy in terms of hashing this thing out.
So if you made a list of the 50 biggest beverages, where would sarsaparilla rank?
Probably in the bottom third.
I remember it from the cowboy movies. Greenhorn or a dude walked in to the saloon in 1820 and said, I'll have a sarsaparilla.
Yep.
You didn't want to be that guy. You didn't want to. That's the last time I heard of it.
Well, in The Big Lebowski, I think Sam Elliott comes in at the end and he mentions sarsaparilla, but it's not very common anymore. But I got to know. I mean, just this is so great for debating, and I love it, and it must have caused quite a bit of argument going back and forth building it, huh?
Yeah, and what happened is some of the iconic names still got left off the list.
Wow.
You know, it could have been a 51, 52, 53, because
right.
I've heard Chris Spire did not make the top 50.
Okay.
There's a lot of love for Chris Spire.
Right.
I was a big Darrell Evans fan in those 1970s teams and thought he was one of the more underrated players.
How
of
about
all time.
Rod Beck dangling the
Rod
arm?
Rod Beck is in there.
Okay, good. Good.
Rod Beck, I still say if you needed three outs in the ninth, mm-hmm. and if you could pick any reliever in Giants history, I'd still go with Rod Beck.
Interesting.
Wow.
See, that's why the book is fun, though. It's the Big 50 written by Daniel Brown. And a foreword by Orlando Cepeda. How'd you get him to do that?
Yeah, well, I mean, he ended up being kind of the perfect guy, right? Because for one thing, he's been there for, I mean, he played in the first game. The first Giants, San Francisco Giants game ever, April 15th, 1958 at Seal Stadium. Cepeda makes his debut. He hits a home run. So he's there from the very first day. And now he's the guy with the statue outside the park where they win the World Series. So he could kind of speak to the journey of the franchise and understands the ups and downs. And he's a guy who played alongside Mays and McCovey and Marichal and has been here to see the next wave of Posey and Bumgarner. And one of the things that I like about Orlando, and you know him too, he's such an enthusiastic guy. And in this era of cynicism and snark, he's a guy who loves everything and everybody. And that's the tone I wanted set for this book.
Yeah, very well done. Orlando, a very special man, Orlando Cepeda. He and I go back and forth trying to stump each other. You've seen that with players from his era. He gives me one, I give him one. You can't do it. We can't stump each other. I mean, we've covered, I think, every player who's ever played from about 58 to 70.
And I was leafing through the book before Dan joined us, and I noticed that you talk about the ups and downs of the franchise. You address Orlando's own personal ups and downs, and I thought that was pretty telling.
Yeah, I mean, he was pretty open right around the time he needed to get into the Hall of Fame. I mean, Peter McGowan kind of led the campaign with the voters and put Orlando kind of back in the voters' minds. And part of that process was Orlando coming clean about, you know, that the drug case from so long ago and kind of sought forgiveness and an explanation for what he did. And I think part of his enthusiasm now and his happiness now is he's embraced this whole new phase of his life.
Cool.
Because he's seen what love and openness can do.
Great.
Yeah, very
awesome.
Good. Boy, the book is great. Any active players here in the book so far, the Big 50? And if there aren't, who could break into this thing?
Yeah, well, there's a few active guys, the guys we talked about. But the guy, I think, who could really make a big jump up if this book is done 10 years from now is Brandon Crawford.
Okay.
I'm a big Brandon Crawford guy. I don't think he's got the longevity now to be ahead of an Aurelia or some of the other shortstops. But he is, I think, on the way to being the best shortstop in San Francisco history. Mm-hmm. Defensively, offensively, his complete game, I think 10 years from now, he's going to be a guy you remember.
Boy, great. Dan, so people know, where can one get the book?
Well, you can go to Amazon.com and look for the Giants Big 50.
Okay.
The publisher is Triumph Books, so triumphbooks.com. And tweet me at Merck Brownie on Twitter.
Very good. Now, you've got some books here, fans who are at the Public House. Dan's got some books here at a very reasonable price. Boy, I think you ought to jack it up. Pat and I could be your agents here. But the book is $15, so if you're in the neighborhood, absolutely, you want to come by. This is a book, and really, it's worth it. It's really very well done. So, Dan, it's a pleasure to have you on.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
I got to ask one more thing, because I think the Giants have such a rich history in broadcasting, and I saw that you had Russ and Lon in the book. I would like to know about the current broadcasters. Any room in the top 50 for Mike and Dwayne and John and Dave?
Yes, good. They're in there. They are both the minds and, I think, the heart and the voice of the current generation. So,
cool.
Yeah, they're in there.
Good to hear that.
The pregame.
Number 52.
Well, you got to go now, Dan. We'll see you, man.
I'm pushing. All right. Dan, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks a lot.
That is Dan Brown.
If you're
in the,
that was good.
Very good. And the book is really worth it. If you're in the neighborhood, Dan's got a number of the books here, $15, and believe me, it's worth it, and he will sign it for you.